Let us invoke and invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to assist each one of us in matters of spiritual hygiene. Just as we would cleanse our bodies on a daily basis, we would brush our teeth, we would take a shower, a bath, we wash our face, and many times throughout the day we wash our hands, because we feel better as we keep our body clean. So it is with the Spirit, that the rust, the dust, the after of the day before, should we not do some spiritual hygiene, begins to build a film, a veil, and finally a wall between our perception and reality. And so it was that the disciples asking Jesus, what is the spiritual practice that is most healing, most transforming? He said, forgiveness. They said, well, can we forgive and be done with it? And they said, no. No, 70 times 7, meaning it's an unending process. Just as long as we're in a body, we're going to clean the body. As long as we're in the body of this experience, we will have the opportunity to ever cleanse, transform, renew, and make new our perception of the experiences that we're having and have had. To forgive, then, is to give for a perception of limitation, a perception of blame, a perception of shame, to give for that perception a higher, a truer perception. For in truth, the Spirit never blames. The Spirit never shames. The Spirit offers us room for the curriculum of becoming. And any more than we would shame or blame a one-year-old that is learning to walk and falls down, the Spirit does not blame or shame us for in our walk falling down, making a mistake, or someone in their error tripping us. Yes, our knee might get bumped. Yes, we might actually feel some pain. But in the end, we are given room and comfort and opportunity for all the healing and transformation that is required for us to awaken, for us to become, and for each one of us to be set free. So the process of forgiveness as spiritual hygiene is done this way. Take one more deep breath. And ask and invoke right now the Holy Spirit's help in this process. We do need help from a higher power. We want a higher power's perspective, and we want the healing it brings. So, Holy Spirit, what would you have me forgive? Meaning Spirit of God, all-knowing presence and power that guides this universe, what in my experience would you have me forgive now? And notice something occur to you. It might be something in your immediate present. It might be something in your distant past. But something where there's a feeling of regret or shame, a feeling of blame, or a thought of attack against yourself or someone else. And know this, that the Holy Spirit has brought this to mind, conscious mind now, for healing and for release. For the Spirit is ever offering us opportunities to release and renew. And in that, all things are made new. So taking this image, this idea, this circumstance or situation, look into the situation and asking the Holy Spirit to help you. Say to every person and the situation itself, in and through the power of the Holy Spirit, I forgive you now completely. You no longer have a hold on me. I release every one of us from our past. I release all right to hold you hostage and I surrender all right to hold myself hostage. This circumstance is not more powerful than God. And there is learning in this circumstance that is yet to be revealed, and I claim that learning as well. So I look upon you, circumstance of my past or present. In you, I call forth the workings of God. From you, I claim the healing that sets me free. Forgiveness brings transformation and transmutation, meaning that only good can come from any situation when I align myself with the will of God and the power of God. I do that now. I no longer seek revenge. I seek healing. I no longer seek self-condemnation. I open my heart wide now to the love of God. Take another deep breath. I forgive you completely. I release all of us from our past. I accept healing now. You know, through the power of the Holy Spirit, all that is holy and all that is true and all that is good, and all that is real, I forgive you completely. Feel yourself relaxing now. This is mastery. This is a miracle. This is love. Amen.